Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is I Will Be With You. We'll return after a brief message from our sponsor. I Will Be With You, written and read by Emma Danzi. Isaiah 43:2 says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." When you pass through the waters. Sometimes we need to be reminded that life is hard. There will be times when we pass through the waters. This means that there will be difficulties and challenges that we cannot avoid. Just like a sailor on a ship who is stuck in the middle of a storm on the water, we too must face the trials of life. We do not get to escape hardship because we follow Christ. In fact, there is a guarantee that we will have hard times. When implies that everyone is going to go through tough times. We do not ever look forward to this, but the next line in Isaiah 43:2 brings the blessing and the comfort. It says, "I will be with you." The Holy Spirit's constant presence in our lives is the greatest gift. He is our great comforter. We find our peace and stability in Him, even when life is chaotic around us. The second part of verse 2 says, "When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you." I cannot help but think about the Israelites coming to two very specific bodies of water, the Red Sea and the Jordan River. Both times, the Lord miraculously parted the waters for them to walk through. The first was in escape from their enemies. The second was in getting them to the promised land. When God makes a way for us in a seemingly dangerous place of uncertainty, we have to trust Him as we walk steps of faith forward. He promises that they will not sweep over you. Although we face trials, they cannot ever take away the faith and the salvation that we have in Jesus. He is our anchor. Have you ever been tempted to believe that your difficulties are so great that you will be overtaken with your grief, pain, fear, or sadness? God reminds us in this verse that He will be with us, and the challenges of this sinful world will not overtake us. We are safe in His arms. We can remind ourselves of His presence and His spiritual protection of our souls. When you walk through the fire. Lastly, this verse in Isaiah shares that when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. It is hard not to think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These three men were going to be thrown into the fiery furnace if they professed faith in the Lord. King Nebuchadnezzar put them in the fire, and something miraculous happened. They were not burned, and there was a fourth man with them. Jesus was present with them during their hardest moment. Daniel 3:24 through 26 says, "Then King Nebuchadnezzar leapt to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, 'Weren't there three men that we tied up and threw into the fire?' They replied, 'Certainly, your majesty.' He said, 'Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like the son of the gods. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. Hopefully, you will never be in a literal fire like these men. However, we will walk through fiery trials that test our own faith. What I love is that in our fires, just like Jesus was walking in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he is walking still with us in our trials today. I love how none of these three were even barely burned by the fire. They did not perish. Whatever waters you are passing through, he is with you. Whatever rivers you are going through, they will not overtake you. And whatever fire you are walking in, you will not be burned. He is there. Intersecting faith and life. How can you find peace today in knowing that the Lord is with you in your trials? Further reading, Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, Psalm 23, 4, 1 Peter 4, verses 12 through 13.
Hey, listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com